Kunjabihari Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Jana Valabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Jana Valabha Girivaradha Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare Krishna. Ah, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Kishor Kishori, Kishor Kishori, Kishor Kishori, Jaya Kishor Kishori. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe. Prabhupad, 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 Jai Prabhupad. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jai Prabhupad. Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Gaur Haribol. Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Gaur Haribol. Haribol, Haribol, Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Gaur Haribol, Haribol, Haribol.
Gaur Premananda. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki, Shri Harinam Sankirtana Yagi Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Grand Harad Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki, All glories to Sam, all devotees. Hare Krishna, Jaya Shri Guru Gurang, Jaya Shri Guru Gurang, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Please excuse me, maybe my English not so good. I do not have experience in giving classes in English. So I don't know how it will be, but I will try with your blessings. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9. Prahlada pacifies the Lord with his prayers. And text 27. We can chanted together. Naisa Parabara Matir Babato Nanu Syaj. Naisa Parabara Matir Babato Nanu Syaj. Naisha Parabara Matir Babato Nanu Syaj. Jantar Yathatma Sukhrido Jagatas Tathapi. Jantar Yathatma Sukhrido Jagatas Tathapi. Jantar Yathatma Sukhrido Jagatas Tathapi. Sam Sevaya Surataror Iva Te Prasada. Sam Sevaya Surataror Iva Te Prasada. Sam Sevayo Surataror Ivate Prasada. Sevanurupam Udayo Na Paravaratvam. Sevanurupam Udayo Na Paravaratvam. Sevanu rupa mudayo na paravaratvam. Naisha paravaramatir bhavato nanu syaj. Jantar yathatma sukhrido jagatas tathapi. Sam Sevaya Surataror Ivate Prasada. Sevanu Rupa Mudayo Na Paravaratvam. Please repeat. Na, not, esha, this, para avara, of higher or lower, mati, such discrimination, bhavata, of your lordship, nanu, indeed, syat, they can be, Janto of ordinary living entities. Yadha as Atmasuhrida of one who is the friend. Jagata of the whole material world. Tathapi, but still there is such a demonstration of intimacy or difference. Sam Sevaya, according to the degree of service rendered by the devotee. Suratarok Iva, like that of the desired tree in Vaikuntha Loka, which offers fruits according to the desire of the devotee. Te yo prasada, benediction or blessing. Seva anurupam, according to the category of service one renders to the Lord. Udaya, manifestation. Na, not. Para avaratvam, discrimination due to higher or lower levels. Translation. Unlike an ordinary living entity, my lord, you do not discriminate between friends and enemies, the favorable and unfavorable, because for you there is no conception of higher and lower. Nonetheless, you offer your benedictions according to the level of one's service, exactly as a desired tree delivers fruits according to one's desires and makes no distinction between the lower and the higher. Puppet by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 4.11, the Lord clearly says, Yayatham am prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajami aham. As one surrenders to me, I reward him accordingly. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivara Svarupaha Krishnera Nitya Dasa. Every living being is an eternal servant of Krishna. According to the service of the living entity renders, he automatically receives benedictions from Krishna, who does not make distinctions, thinking, here is a person in an intimate relationship with me, and here is a person I dislike. Krishna advises everyone to surrender to him. Sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. One's relationships with the Supreme Lord is in proportion to that surrender and the service one renders unto the Lord. Thus, through the entire world, the higher or lower positions of living entities are selected by the living entities themselves. If one is inclined to dictate that the Lord grant something, one receives benediction according to his desires. If one wants to be elevated to the higher planetary systems, the heavenly planets, he can be promoted to the place he desires. And if one wants to remain a hawk or pig on earth, the Lord fulfills that desire also. Therefore, one's position is determined by one's desire. The Lord is not responsible for the higher and or lower grades of our existence. This is further explained quite definitely in Bhagavad Gita, 9.25 by the Lord Himself. Yanti deva vrata devan, pitrin yanti pitri vrata, bhutani yanti bhutejya, yanti matya jeno pimam. Some people want to be promoted to the heavenly planets, some want to be promoted to Pitriloka, and some want to remain on earth. But if one is interested in returning home back to Godhead, he can be promoted there also. According to the demands of a particular devotee, he receives the result by the grace of the Lord.
The Lord does not discriminate, thinking there is a person favorable to me, and here is a person who is not favorable. Rather, he fulfills the desire of everyone. Therefore, the Shastras enjoin. Akamaksarvakamova mokshakama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Whether one is without desire, the condition of the devotees, or is desirous of all fruitive results, or is after liberation, one should with all efforts try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead for complete perfection, culminating in Krishna consciousness. According to one's position, whether as a devotee, karmi, or jnani, whatever one wants, one can get if one fully engages in the service of the Lord. The verse again. Naisha para varamatir babatonanusyach jantor yadhatma suhrido jagatastat happy samsevaya suratara rivate prasada sevanu rupa mudayona para varatvam. I like an ordinary living entity, my Lord. You do not discriminate between friends and enemies, the favorable and unfavorable, because for you there are no conception of high and lower. Nonetheless, you offer your benedictions according to the level of one's service. Exactly the desired tree delivers fruits according to one's desires and makes no distinction between the lower and the higher. Ома гьяна тимирандасья, гьянанджана шалакая, чакшрун милитан яна, тасмай шри гураве намаха. Шри чайтанья манобиштам, стапитам ена бутале, сваям рупа кадамаям, дадати сва падантикам. Вандехам шри гуру, шри юта падакамалам, шри гурун вайшнавам сча. Шри рупам саграджатам, сахагана рагунатханвитам там садживам. Садвайтам сава Дутам Париджана Сахитам Кришна Чайтанья Девам Шри Раде Кришна Падан Сахагана Лалита Шри Вишакан Витам Сча. Эй, Кришна Каруна Синдху Дина Бандху Джагат Пате Гопеша Гопика Канта Рада Канта Намостуте Тапта Канчана Гуранги Раде Вриндаванешвари Вришабану Суте Деви Пранамами Хари Прие Ванчакалпа Тарубьяшча Крипа Синдубья Эвача Патитанам Паванебьо Вайшнавебьо Намо Намаха. Джай Шри Кришна Чайтанья Прабу Нитянанда Шри Адвайта Гададхара Шри Васади Гоура Бхакта Вринда. Харе Кришна, Харе Кришна, Кришна Кришна, Харе Харе, Харе Рама, Харе Рама, Рама Рама, Харе Харе. Намам Вишну Падай, Кришна Плештая Бутале, Шримати Бхакти Виданта Свами Нитинамине, Намасте Сарасвати Дева Горавани Прачарине, Нир Вишеша Шуньявади Пашчатьяде Шатарине. Харе Кришна. So, the main thing we should understand, if we would really become a devotee, if we want to progress on spiritual path, we should understand that Krishna is all merciful and that is he is our best friend. The main thing on the spiritual part is to create the feeling that Krishna is my well-wisher. It's very difficult for us because in the material world we do not accustomed to think about the Lord and do not accustomed to think that He is my friend. We think that maybe the Lord exists. Some people think that He may exist, some think that He may not exist. But mainly, almost all the people do not think that the Lord care about me. We think that He has His own life, we have our own life, and everything which we can achieve only by our own efforts. Therefore, people do not think about the Lord. So religion starts at the point when we understand that our results in our life depends not only on our efforts, but also on God, on Krishna. And as it was said in this famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Akamak sarva kamava, moksha kama udara dih, tivrina bhakti yogina, yajita purusha upara. That actually every person should worship the Lord. It doesn't depend how pure he is. He may be pure devotee who doesn't have any desire, or he can be karmic who wants so many things in material worlds. But at least if he has intelligence, he should understand that if I want something, even in this material world, I should worship Krishna, because only he can give me these results. This is kind of materialistic religion, but at least it's religion. So people who are in such mood of material religion, they go to the temples, different beliefs, and they worship the Lord with the idea to get something in the material world, to be happy, to be prosperous, to have a good family, good business, and so on. So religion starts at this point, when we understand that not everything depends on us, only on our efforts. If we think that everything depends on our efforts, we are weak army, those who depend only on their own material efforts. Karmi, they are people who they have material desires, but they understand that only God can fulfill these desires. Then we can proceed further and further. We understand that it's not so much use to have many material desires, that we can be much more happy when we just serve Krishna without any desire. This is the real happiness. This is the level of understanding of a devotee. But we cannot develop such trust to the Lord just at once. Maybe if only we were devotees in previous life, we can. But otherwise, this trust will be developed step by step. We can give an example when we want to walk on ice. Yeah, if some lake is covered by ice and we want to step on it, first we cautious. Will this ice be strong enough so that we can walk? So very accurately we put one leg on the ice and try. Does it strong enough or not? But when we feel it strong, we very accurately put the second leg and try to stand on the ice for some time. When we see that it works, it doesn't crash, then we can make a small step further. And small steps, then we can walk on the ice, then we can run on the ice, because we feel it strong. We can have this faith that we will not fall down. So the same situation with the Lord. First we start to do some service and feel, yes, it's good, I can get some good results. Even my material desires sometimes are fulfilled. We think it's good, I can do a little more service to the Lord, more and more. And then in the end, we come to this understanding that I do not have any other desires. I have the only desire just to serve, and I am completely happy because of this. So this is the way of spiritual life. And the main idea that we should get that Krishna wants us to be happy. And he loves us so much that he can fulfill all our desires, even material desires. He creates all this universe just to give his sons this possibility to play. Like when we have small children, we give them many toys to play. It's our love. So they may play. They may think, I am a king, I am a minister, I am a driver, or any. They can play with toys and imagine they're in different roles. So Krishna gives this material world as like this room of toys for those who want to play. And yes, they can do everything they want. They can be kings in this world, they can be ministers, they can be millionaires, they can be film stars or rock stars. Many possibilities to get something we desire in this love, in this life. We can get beautiful wife or wonderful husband and try to enjoy with this. Many opportunities. And this is the idea of this world. This world is a place where we can fulfill our desires. And this is the mercy of the Lord that he wants. As a Paramatma in our heart, he can feel what we want. And he give us a life that we can get what we want. Anything. You can become a demigod, you can become a dog, a hawk. As once at one lecture, when Srila Prabhupada, as he often did, he said that if you will commit sins, you can become dog or hawk. One hippie raised his arm and he said, "But I want to become a dog." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, you have all my blessings." And everyone laughed. But it's true. Krishna can give his blessings if somebody wants. Because to be a dog is also good. Yeah? Somebody will take care of you, will feed you. You will just walk and do everything you want. You will not follow any regulative principles. You can do anything you want. It's also a good position to be a cat, to be a dog, to be a hawk. So, yes, material world fulfill our desires in different levels. Depends on in which guna we are, the desires are according. For some to be animals is a good perspective. Some want to achieve something in this material world. Some want to be promoted to heavenly planets. Everything is possible. The only thing that we do not always get what we desire because of our karma. Because in principle we can get anything we want, but there are also other people with their desires. So with our desires we should not overcome with their desires. And karma, we get karma when we do something bad, when we create some pain to other living entities. Then we can get our karma back. For example, I want something, I want to be a king, I want to rule. But because of my ruling, I create pain to some living entities, they also feel some desire. They feel in their heart this desire, let this king also suffer like me. And Krishna also fulfill their desires. Therefore, I get karma. In the next life, I will be in this position of these subordinates and will suffer like they were suffering because of me. So, because of this karma, I cannot get all my desires fulfilled, because also there are desires of other living entities towards me, which I got from previous lives. Therefore, there are some restrictions. Something I can easily get if I have good karma, but if I had bad karma, maybe I will suffer. I will not get everything what I want. But if I know the science of Vedic rules, I can live more pious life, not creating any disturbance to any living entity, then I can get. People in Vedic civilization, they can get what they want. They know how to be promoted to heavenly planets, they know how to be prosperous in this world. Even nowadays in India, we see some people who are very pious and they are very rich because they live pious life. Maybe not in the Western world, we can see many examples like that, but in India we can see people who are pious and they are very rich and can enjoy life because they know how to behave properly in this world. So Krishna, yes, in that sense Krishna is a desire tree. Like in Vaikuntha, there is a desire tree which can fulfill any desires of the devotees. So we can see Krishna as a desire tree, and when we see him like that, we should feel благодарность, great. Yeah, we should be grateful to him. And that feeling of grateful, to be grateful, is the first step on the path of spiritual progress, actually. When we just want to get, and we do not feel grateful to the person who is giving us like small child. He may not understand that parents give him all the toys. So he just want to play. But when he grow a little older, then the boy understands that, oh, my parents gave me everything. So naturally, he should develop some feeling of gratefulness and get the desire to do something also to his parents. He may ask, mother, what I can do for you today? And mother will be very glad, oh, now he wants to do something for me also, not only to get something from me. So this is the way of spiritual life. First, we should feel this gratefulness to the Lord. And this is the way devotee is feeling. For anything he gets, for any piece of bread, for any sunshine or air, he thinks, oh, Krishna is giving everything to me. It's true. We do not create sun, we do not create the air, we even do not cannot create the bread ourselves. It grows automatically from the earth. So with this understanding, we should be thankful to the Lord for everything we get. And this is beginning of love. This is beginning of bhakti. With this feeling of gratefulness, we can get a desire, oh, I also would like to do something for the Lord in return. At least to go to the temple, to offer some worship, to give some donations, or to pray, something. This is the beginning of devotional service. And we go farther and farther in our spiritual life, the more we understand that Krishna really is our friend and well-wisher. As it's said in Bhagavad Gita, that when we understand that Krishna is the proprietor of all the worlds, and he controls everything, he enjoys everything in this world, and he is our best friend and well-wisher, this is the peace formula, Srila Prabhupada said. Then we can get peace. When Srila Prabhupada came to America, there was strong movement for peace at that time because Vietnam War was there, and young people, they don't want to go to Vietnam to fight there and to lose their lives. So between hippies, it was very popular idea, make peace, not war. We should strike for peace, like that. So Srila Prabhupada, he felt this mood, therefore he said, yes, in the Bhagavad Gita, we have perfect peace formula. This peace formula is just this verse in the 5th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. If we understand that Lord is the proprietor of everything, and he is enjoyer, and he is our well-wisher, so the peace will be everywhere. Even once Srila Prabhupada in New York in the first year, he took his followers and they came all together to the United Nations building in New York. And they sat all together and started Hilton. It was like the strike for peace. But Srila Prabhupada used this for preaching, to give people understanding that we should chant and we should study Bhagavad Gita, and then we get peace. So yes, this is a peace formula for everyone. I can be really peaceful when I understand that I have a best friend, and this best friend is the proprietor of everything. It's a good situation, actually. If any one of us has a friend who has all power, you just can imagine. He is the most rich person, he is the most powerful person. Say he is the president of the country, or he is the most wealthy person, and he is my best friend. So what problem I have? I just should continue a good relationship with this person. And then I will not have any problem in this life. So if we really understand this and we live accordingly, we really can be peaceful and happy in this life. This is the mood of a devotee. This is Krishna consciousness. And of course, still, even being a devotee, we can have some difficulties in our life. We can have some problems. It's natural. When we're in the material world, we will face some problems. But the mood of the devotee is different with the mood of a materialist. Materialists think, oh, this is a problem, so much problems, I suffer so much. But devotee, when he meets some problem, what he thinks? He thinks this is mercy of Krishna. This is just a sign of his mercy. This is lesson from him. He wants me to study something, to understand something. He wants me to change. This is the mood of the devotee. He understands that everything which happens in our life is just lessons which give us Krishna because he is merciful to us, because he wants us to become better, to purify our hearts. Therefore, all the difficulties, all the problems for us is just a way to change ourselves and to surrender to Krishna, to pray more. And this is good. Like Queen Kunti, she prays in Srimad Bhagavatam that please let all these problems come to us again and again and again. Because when all these problems are coming to us, we can think about you, O Krishna, and then we are happy. Because when we think about you, when we pray to you, that means we see you, we have connection with you, then we are happy. In that sense, devotee is even glad when something happens with him. Because he says, oh, this is a chance to surrender to Krishna. But I would say that we should not wait until something bad will happen to us so that we can think about Krishna. We should think constantly about him. As there is a proverb in Bengali that people remember Krishna when they feel bad. But if they would remember Krishna constantly, they will never feel bad. And there is in Russian one similar proverb. In Russian it sounds, пока гром не грянет, мужик не перекрестится. Those who know Russian, they know this. It have generally the same sense. Until something bad will happen, the person will not think about God. Like that. Пока гром не грянет, мужик не перекрестится. But if we have intelligence, we will understand that not necessary to wait until something bad will happen. We can think about Krishna constantly. And for that, of course, it's very good to have some important service to Krishna. We should have some challenge in our life. If we want to do for Krishna something serious, to do some serious service, which may not be so easy, it's kind of challenge. And when we have some challenge in our life, it's a good opportunity to think about Krishna and to pray to Krishna and be purified like that. Therefore, it's very good to get some mission in Krishna consciousness. That's an important point, which I would like to stress. Because, of course, we can be just on level of, how to say, congregational member who just come to the temple sometimes, sing. Even those who live in the temple may live in such a mood that we just live, we just sing, we just take prasadam. Everything is okay. But more serious devotee, he wants to do something serious for Krishna. He wants some challenge. He wants to do something impossible to Krishna. And it's very good that we are in this Prabhupada's movement. In this Prabhupada movement, we have so many things to do. We're not just believers in Krishna. We are fighters for Krishna. Like Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj said, we are spiritual warriors. So this is position of the devotees in this world, to be spiritual warriors who just fight for Krishna. And because Kali Yuga is everywhere, it's a lot of fight. But of course, our fight is not with normal weapon, and our intention is not to kill people. Our intention is to change the consciousness of the people. Like Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj said, that we are spiritual warriors and we fight on the battlefield of consciousness. Yes, our battlefield is consciousness of the people, and our weapon is the weapon of love. So, because of our love, we can change the consciousness of the people. This is our fight with Kali Yuga. So this was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. For that purpose, he came from India to the United States to start this spiritual battle, to change the consciousness of more and more people. His desire, the mood of Srila Prabhupada, was to make everyone a devotee. And during his time, it was like that. So many people were joining Krishna consciousness. All of them had this feeling that soon all the people will become the devotees. And the possibility is still there because Lord Chaitanya movement is continuing to grow. Maybe not so much in America now, but in other parts of the world really grow. In India, in Russia, in other places,
thousands and thousands of people there becoming devotees. So we can hope that in the United States it will also happen after some time again. Movement will start to grow much more quickly. Because this plan of Lord Chaitanya is there, it said that this small golden age, this small Satyuga will be even in this Kali Yuga because of Lord Chaitanya movement. That means that so many people in this world will chant Hare Krishna. But it will not come easily. It's kind of fight. Because it will not be interesting without the fight. If just Krishna wants and everything will happen, it will not be interesting for his devotees. Because his devotees want to do something for Krishna. They have this desire. Like these monkeys of Lord Ramachandra, they were happy. Yes, we can go to fight with Ravana, we go to Lanka, we can fight for Lord Ramachandra. These monkeys of Hanuman, they were very happy. So we also can be happy. Yes, we can fight for Lord Chaitanya. We can fight to establish this spiritual revolution in the world. We can be happy. It's so much service. We should print books, we should distribute books, we should open the temples and preaching centers, we should open Namahatas and Bhaktivrikshas. So much of service we can do. This is great. When we accept some serious mission, it's a very good way to really develop our Krishna consciousness, to really depend on the mercy of Krishna. We should take some very difficult task. Like Srila Prabhupada, he's the best example. Because when he got this task from his spiritual master, task to go to Western world and start Krishna consciousness there, it was feeling that it's impossible. Many people in India, they think it's impossible. Even he's got brothers, which were sent even in the 30s, in 1933, a few his god brothers were sent by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to England. And they tried to start something there. They were preaching to some people, but they failed. They didn't get any results. They didn't open a temple in England. They didn't get any serious followers. Although they had all the support from Gaudiya Math. They can have any money, any support, but they did not get any success. So when Srila Prabhupada was going to America, he doesn't have any money, he doesn't have any support from Gaudiya Math. The only thing he has this strong faith in his spiritual master, that he wants it to be. He says it should be, that people of the West, they also will accept Krishna consciousness. They will also accept the holy name. And Prabhupada said after that, I had only one difference from my spiritual, from my God brothers, that I had complete faith into the words of my spiritual master. And he himself, he was thinking, this is impossible task. Probably it's impossible to make Americans into the devotees. Even after he got a success, he told his disciples that, I was thinking maybe I will come to America, maybe a couple of strange people will join me, and three of us will sit and chant Hare Krishna together. He said, I will not expect that so many people will become devotees, that there will be so many temples in America. But yes, it happened. Krishna fulfilled his sincere desires, and he sent him these hippies who became devotees, and so many temples were opened in America and then in other parts of the world. So impossible thing became possible out of mercy of Krishna. But the first was this very strong desire of Srila Prabhupada, the desire to do something impossible in the service of the spiritual master. So we should cultivate such type of desire. If we want to really become a devotees, it's very good to get this desire to do something impossible in the service of our spiritual master, to get some mission. And I can say a few words about Bhaktivriksha, because this is my goal of coming here, to help to start Bhaktivriksha in America. So Bhaktivriksha is very good because it gives every devotee, it gives a mission. And not only temple devotees, they may be Sankirtana devotees, they have a mission usually in the temples. But for congregation also, for just normal grihasthas, or even sometimes unmarried girls and unmarried boys, because everyone can take part in Bhaktivriksha. And Bhaktivriksha gives a serious task. You also should become a leader, you should become a preacher, you should become a kind of small guru to these people.
It may be not so easy to get people, to train them, to make them come regularly, to inspire them to chant, to inspire them to progress spiritually, and finally to inspire them also to become leaders, because this is the idea of Bhaktivriksha, that every group member also should become a leader of the group. It may not be so easy, but with Krishna's help, it works. We have a lot of experience that it works. Bhaktivriksha can grow. And from one serious Bhaktivriksha, at least 100 Bhaktivrikshas can be developed. There was example in India with Vijayanagopalan Mataji Prempadmini, who did it in the Indian community. They created more than 100 Bhaktivriksha groups in a few years. But now we have the same experience in Moscow. We also started practically with one group. It was only 8 years ago. It was practically mainly from one group. But now we have about 140 Bhaktivrikshas in Moscow. So in 8 years from one group. So when we tried to start, it was impossible. All the devotees were thinking it's impossible. Bhaktivriksha will not work in Russia, and the people will not accept, they will not become leaders, they will not progress. And when I said to the devotees that I want to have 100 Bhaktivrikshas, 108 Bhaktivrikshas in Moscow, they said, Angira Muni, why do you need, it's such a headache for you to have 100 Bhaktivrikshas, so many people with so many problems. Why do you need this? Yes, it's kind of a headache because it's necessary to solve all the problems of all these people. But it's also a great happiness by creating a big family, because so many people can change their life, can practice Krishna consciousness, being a part of Bhaktivriksha. It's growing now everywhere in Russia, in each city, in CIS, even in the United States now we have few Bhaktivrikshas. So we can see that it's Krishna's plan. And why I speak about this now? Because it's the way how to develop our Krishna consciousness. If I seriously decide, yes, I would like to create 108 Bhaktivrikshas in Chicago. It's impossible, of course. But if we would get this strong desire, then impossible thing can become possible. Like there are 100 Bhaktivrikshas in Delhi, in Calcutta, in Bangalore, in Moscow. Chicago also possible. So many people are living here, and Indians, and Russians, and Americans. So we can go to them and invite them and try to take care of them. It may happen, because it's Krishna's plan. So I hope that for many devotees in this community, this Bhaktivriksha development can give them a mission. Some difficult mission, some impossible mission. And they will accept it as their service to their spiritual master. And they will sincerely try. They develop this sincere desire, and then it may happen. At least something will happen. We will see. So I can stop here. Maybe if you have some questions, we can discuss further. Yes? Strong desire to do something for spiritual master? Yes, I think by using, by studying the example, the life of our own spiritual master. Because usually our spiritual master, he is also doing some serious service to Srila Prabhupada. He commits something wonderful in his service. So when we meditate on our spiritual master, we will get some feeling also of gratefulness that he did so much for us. And we get this desire, we want to do something for him. It's natural. It's the way how devotee develops the desire because of association with his spiritual master. And of course, Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada did so much. He did such impossible tasks in this world. And he really wants us to continue. He said so many times that he wants all his disciples and of course grand disciples to continue this movement and spread it wide, more and more wide. Until all the people will not get Krishna consciousness, we should continue in this world. And the possibility is there, because Lord Chaitanya still is there with his mercy. So when we meditate on the life of Srila Prabhupada, how he had overcome so many difficulties, and he has the most difficulties, actually, than we have. Because Srila Prabhupada, he put his efforts for 44 years, unless he gets some success. For maybe 40 years, he didn't get any success. He got the instruction of spiritual master to preach in the Western world to preach in the English language in 1922. And he got some success in 1966, after 1 year staying in America. So for 44 years, he did not get any success. Although he tried, really. He published his Back to Godhead magazine. He was distributing his Back to Godhead. He was trying to get some support. He was preaching to some important people in India. He tried to get some followers in India. But he failed, practically. He didn't get any success. But he continued. Anyway, year by year, he continued with this strong faith that something should happen. So when we meditate on the life of Srila Prabhupada, we will feel he came through so many difficulties, austerities, to give Krishna consciousness to us. So we also should accept at least something. It's at least some austerity, it's at least some challenge in the service of Srila Prabhupada. That is the way. Hare Krishna. Maybe some other questions?
Thank you for this class this morning. I know English is, you said, not a language that you normally speak in, but after that day's meeting, I think you speak English as good as you speak Russian, perhaps. This is very, for me, it was very clear. Thank you for doing this. I was thinking if I had to ever give a class in Russian, I would never be able to do it. So thank you for speaking in English. You talked about gratitude or being grateful as the first step in the path of bhakti. That's how bhakti develops, that when a person is grateful. Now, in a normal sense, people can be convinced that, you know, the sun we didn't create, the rain, the wind, the bread we did not make. I can understand that. And that's like the first step. But when it comes to the more finer expressions of gratitude, like in yesterday's verse, Prahlad Maharaj is expressing that Narsingadev put his hand on his head. That's a gesture of mercy that he's very grateful for. So how does a devotee go into the more finer levels of or finer aspects of being grateful?
I think the more we are doing some service for Krishna, the more we feel the love of Krishna and support of Krishna. The closer we come to Krishna, the more and more His mercy and His love we feel, up to the level when we can really see Krishna, or He will embrace us, or something like that. It may happen. It goes step by step. When we start to do some devotional service, we feel some reward. We do a little more devotional service, we feel more reward. More and more and more. Because it was said here that Krishna rewards accordingly to the level of our devotional service. So the only thing is continue. And we should help the devotees to increase their devotional service. It's also part of the bhakti vriksha in that we take neophyte devotees and we tell them, you just chant one round for the beginning, then you chant four rounds, then you chant eight rounds, then you chant 16 rounds. And we tell them, let's do some service, let's go to the temple and do some service together, some small service. But we are doing some service, we feel some happiness in our heart. And then we can get a desire to do a little more service, a little more service. And we do a little more service, we can feel more happiness. And then this member of Bhakti Vriksha can accept some more serious task. We will tell him, now you lead Bhakti Vriksha yourself. You will be the leader. It's a more serious task. And when a devotee starts to accept such responsibility, if he is sincere, he definitely feel more protection, more care from Krishna, more help, more love. And his trust becomes more and more. The only thing is just not to stop. When you will have some difficulties in your spiritual life, when you have some difficulties, you are leading Bhakti Vriksha, not to stop.
try to overcome these difficulties. If you do, you will feel much more mercy from Krishna. And we should help devotees for that. This is the duty of spiritual master, and this is our duty as spiritual guides and counselors to the members of the community. Just inspire them to continue. Please not stop. Please continue chanting. Everything may happen, but please continue chanting, continue to come to the temple, continue to do some service, continue to take part in our Bhakti Vriksha, continue to do your preaching. And I think it goes much better when in the community is the mood of mutual help between devotees. If those who are a little more senior, they take care of younger devotees as their leaders and counselors, then it will be much easier for young devotees to progress, to overcome any obstacles. When these your spiritual parents, which you have in the community, will also take care of you, and you will feel love from them. Because usually for new devotees, it's not so easy to feel love from Krishna. So they can feel this love from the community of devotees. And therefore, community is very important. You really... Many people can progress spiritually only in good community. We have some good examples, mainly, of course, in India, but probably here also. We can see some examples of good communities where such deep relationships are developed between devotees. When those who are more experienced devotees, they try to help younger devotees, as their parents. So they feel this love and protection from the devotees. They also feel this gratefulness, and they start to do more and more service because they are grateful. It's just the way how the devotee takes the responsibility of Bhakti Vriksha leader. Because he is grateful to his Bhakti Vriksha leader, and his Bhakti Vriksha leader requests him, you also please start your own group. So because he is grateful, he tries to start with support of this previous leader. It works like that. And because he feels this protection and support in the Vaishnava community, he can accept more and more service. And more service he accepts, he feels more and more blessing from Krishna. And he can progress spiritually. It works like that. So, are there any other questions? It's maybe the last. Please.
I remember reading in the Back to Godhead magazine, 1989. It was a red cover.
Can you speak a little more louder?
A little louder?
Yes.
Oh. I remember reading a Back to Godhead magazine, 1989. It had a red cover on there, and it had the sickle and the cross. And it talked about devotees being persecuted. Do you remember that issue? Did you ever see that issue?
Кто-то может перевести? Не все понял.
Pardon me? Well,
persecuted. In form of Soviet Union. И что, вопрос в чем? This persecution of Krishna consciousness in the Soviet Union, it was mainly before Perestroika started, before Gorbachev came to power. It was in the beginning of 80s. Srila Prabhupada came to Moscow in 1971. He met one devotee, Ananta Shanti Prabhu. This one devotee started to preach throughout the whole Soviet Union. He met a lot of devotees. So in the beginning of 80s, in Soviet Union, there were maybe 50 initiated devotees. And then KGB started to worry about that and started to persecute these devotees. They were arrested, they were put into prison and mental hospitals. Practically all of them were persecuted. And it was until 87, 88. So I was fortunate enough, I joined just this year. I joined Krishna Consciousness in 1987. So when I joined, these repressions was no longer there. And devotees, these old devotees, they started to come back from prisons. That time I remember.
So when I was a young devotee, and while I was visiting different Namahatas in Moscow, so main leaders of these Namahatas, they were such first generation devotees who just came out of the prisons. And when we saw some new initiated devotee was coming to our Namahata, that usually meant that he was just released from the prison. Yeah, so when we saw some new initiated devotee, it meant, oh, he just was released from the prison. Prison was the main source of initiated devotees that time for us. So we were fortunate when we came, this persecution already was not there, so we can quite freely follow Krishna consciousness. Even Harinama started just in 87. First Harinama started in Moscow. And practically each day we were coming to Harinamas in one place in Moscow where it was possible. So yes, I remember that time, I remember these devotees, but fortunately it stops.
So things are flourishing now, huh?
Now the situation is good. Krishna consciousness was officially registered in Russia in 88. Now it's official religion in Russia. Of course, some pressure is still there because there is Russian Orthodox Church who is very inimical to any other religion groups in Russia. Orthodox Church is very heavy. They have this idea that we should be the only religion in Russia, that we are Russian religion, we are for Russians, therefore not other religions should be there. So the pressure is there, and they try to influence the government, therefore we can do anything we want in Russia. For example, we wanted to build a temple in Moscow, probably you have heard about that. So even there were a piece of land which were given by the Moscow government a few years ago. And the plan was to build a very beautiful temple, but it didn't happen. Probably because of pressure of Orthodox Church, finally the Moscow government took this land back.
Yeah, I remember that. Chanapadma was...
So not that you can do everything you want in Russia. You cannot build a wonderful temple for Krishna. You can chant on the streets, but not always. It depends on your relationship with policy. If you have good relationship, then you can. If you doesn't have good relationships, then we'll forbid you. So it's not that you can do everything you want, but generally, yes, you can preach, and movement is growing. So now we plan just to buy some building in Moscow because we cannot build, we just will buy some. So it will be possible to buy some building. But what is there in Russia now, that so many people, they join Krishna consciousness. It really happens. Thousands and thousands of people, mainly young people, they now join Krishna consciousness. And Bhaktivriksha helps very much because through Bhaktivriksha we cultivate these new people, we help them to become a serious devotees, also to become leaders. So now, all together, we have in Russia about 500 Bhaktivriksha groups. You can estimate what it means. And it grows year by year. So we can quite realistically expect that will be much more devotees very soon in Russia. In upcoming years, will be tens of thousands of devotees in Russia. So that we're fortunate, that people are quite easily, not all people, but there are always some people who quite easily join Krishna consciousness and want to become serious devotees. So it's there.
So there's 18 Bhaktivrikshas in Moscow?
In Moscow now about 140 Bhaktivriksha groups.
140?
140, oh, yes. Wow. And altogether in Russia about 500 Bhaktivriksha groups.
500.
And it grows year by year. It's about 30% growth each year. So we can predict more or less realistically that will be thousands of Bhaktivriksha groups in Russia soon.
It's pretty amazing.
10 years.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's Krishna's mercy, of course. It's not we are something special. It's mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada. So in Russia we can expect good growth. And of course now
Bhakti Vriksha started in Russian communities throughout the whole world. Now we have Russian-speaking Bhakti Vrikshas in England, in Israel, in Germany. So now we got something in the United States. And my hope is that maybe these Russian-speaking Bhakti Vrikshas, they can help establish also other type of Bhakti Vrikshas, like English-speaking Bhakti Vrikshas. Like in Israel, recently they opened first Bhakti Vriksha in Ivrit, on local language in Israel. In Germany, Russian devotees now want to start some Bhakti Vriksha in German. So we hope maybe in Chicago devotees will start some Bhakti Vriksha in English also. Let's see what is Krishna Krishna's plan. Now we see that Krishna consciousness is very good developing in Russia and India, in Russian communities and Indian communities. But I have hope that it will come back to America also, because Srila Prabhupada's mercy is there. So probably Lord Chaitanya will invent some ways how more people in the United States also can join. Let's see.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Thank you very much for your attention. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grand Harad Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premananda. Hare Krishna.